It's been in existence almost 50 years and the Pineview Recreation Commission is once again gearing up to host Snow Frolics 2024. This winter-centric event that embraces outdoorsy fun is set to start January 27 with Snow Pitch, a chilly twist on Slow Pitch, and ends with a pancake breakfast and an old-timey kids' fair featuring games like the classic fishpond and beanbag toss on February 3. When this event started, it was so the community could have something to do in the winter, Linda Meese, a commission board member, said. It was started by a woman named Karen Empey. She was really creative, and it started with snowshoe volleyball and grew from there. At one time there was outhouse races, and logger sports was a big thing. It's evolved over the years, so now we don't have some of those things, but we have others like milk jug curling and pickleball. We managed to keep it going with little adjustments, and I think it sort of waxes and wanes in popularity as families move in and out of the Pineview area. But one thing remains the same. This is an old-fashioned country fair, Meese said. And it's fun for the whole family. One of the new activities added into the mix of events was inspired because community members enjoy the classic Canadian sport of curling. Because we have a skating rink, the milk jug curling was created, and we just put lines on the rink and colored water in the milk jugs, Meese explained. It's one of those things where the points don't matter and the rules get a little bent. It's a lot of fun, and there's a bonfire beside the rink to keep everyone warm. This year there's already 6 or 7 teams signed up for the big team events of Snow Pitch and Snowshoe Volleyball, Erica Kovanen, Snow Frolics coordinator, said. The Snow Frolics are gradually building back up in popularity, and we'd like to invite more people to join the fun, Meese added. Pickleball was introduced the year before the pandemic and has been included again because of its popularity. We have a pickleball court that can be set up so there can be up to 10 teams in the tournament, Kovanen said. We already have 6 teams and there's room for a few more, and there's even room on stage for spectators to come and watch. We're hoping people will come out not only to participate but to just come out and have some laughs and grab something to eat. The concession will have burgers, hot dogs, poutine, beef dip, and a breakfast sandwich. Some people in the community just come out to grab their lunch or dinner to support the cause, Kovanen said. This is the Pineview Recreation Commission's biggest annual fundraiser, and it helps offset the costs of the many programs offered to the community. The commission has a preschool, seniors club, and activities like floor curling, pickleball, yoga and fitness classes, and there's even t-ball for the children. If we didn't have the Pineview Hall, we wouldn't have the riding arena, the baseball diamonds, or the preschool, Kovanen said. To keep funds coming in for all these projects, we need the support of the community. As with every organization post-COVID, the Pineview Recreation Commission struggles to find enough volunteers. But we have a really good board of directors, and we're always looking for people to just volunteer as little as 4 or 5 hours a year, Meese said. Volunteers could spend a couple of hours at the concession during the Snow Frolics, and that would be very helpful. Prince George High School students looking to boost their volunteer hours would be most welcome, too, Kovanen added. We're not looking for a big commitment, just some people to pitch in when they can, Meese said. There's an online sign-up for volunteers, and Kovanen said people can commit to an hour or two if that suits them better. If people just want to commit to one session of volunteering a year, they are welcome to do that, Kovanen said. The list of events held during Snow Frolics include Snow Pitch, Snowshoe Volleyball, Pickleball, Milk Jug Curling, Merchandise Bingo, Kids Fair, a Crib Night, and concession is cash only. For more information about the events, with registration deadlines beginning on January 20, check out the Pineview Recreation Commission's Facebook page.